Voices of Hope is a nonprofit committed to inspiring a sense of community and well-being in hospitals through the donation of athletic jerseys to be worn by patients rooting for their favorite team. In the past 7 years, Jerseys of Hope has given out over 2,000 jerseys to lift the spirits of hospital patients. They have impacted the needy in 4 countries and 11 states. Please visit jerseysofhope.org to learn more. We're so honored to partner with Jerseys of Hope and be a small part of the large impact they make. Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. This is Caitlin. Each episode, my Uncle Aaron interviews guests that are living their lives unscripted. The song you are hearing is the music from our dear friends, Tori and Shauna. You can find their music wherever you stream your favorite songs. For now, from his studio, here's my Uncle Aaron.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Unscripted from my Jerseys of Hope studios in Hilliard, Ohio. Exciting day today. Little podcast switch, little podcast swap. Eric, why don't you introduce yourself and we'll run from there.
Yeah. Well, my name's Eric. I'm excited to be here, man.
All right. Well, we have an announcement to make at the end of the podcast, but we want people to stick around. So first, why don't you tell us about you, man? Just tell us about Eric. Let us know, like, who are you and why are you on the podcast?
Oh, man, that who are you question sucks. So it's like a question in a job interview, right? Where they say, you know, tell us a little bit about you. Man, so 27 years old, live in Mount Vernon, grew up in Mount Vernon, been here my whole life. And like, I'm a simple dude. I don't know. That's a tough question.
Let me fill in some gaps, at least start. Man, I knew you before you were ever born. So I've known your mom and dad a long time, both of your families, your extended families. Yeah, man, there's history. And again, before I even met you. And so you and I met up about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah, somewhere. I don't even think it was that long. What is today? Oh, yeah, it would have been about a month. Man, it's crazy.
It's flown by. And yeah, we have a reason why we met up, and we're going to talk about that at the end. But first, I want people to know you, and then all that will kind of tie in and make sense when we make a little announcement here at the end. But yeah, man, we met up about a month ago, and just been getting to know you over the last 4 weeks. And dude, you're awesome, man. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of texts, a lot of gifts back and forth.
Yeah.
You're Swiftie. Yeah, so, yeah. Goodness, man. I mean, what else is there, right?
Yeah. Like, I really don't know what else you could ask for, to be honest. And, you know, we have Travis Kelce to thank for a lot of, I think, my Swiftiness lately. I like to think I'm an OG Swiftie. Big Taylor Swift fan in like middle school. Back when I was either the one that she was writing about or I was writing about a girl.
That's right. I mean, people need to understand there's a lot of important things to a Taylor Swift thing. It's not just about a big concert. So did you see the Eras Tour movie yet?
Not yet. Yeah, I was telling you the other day, I went to Easton and it was like, oh my goodness. So many people. I kind of felt weird. Like it was like I was walking around of high school. Just so many like girls in crop tops that I wanted to call their parents and be like, does somebody know you're dressed like that?
Seriously, right? Well, here's the thing. So spoiler alert, we're doing a podcast swap and I'm going to be on yours here in a minute. And I already told you I'm doing an outfit change. And so I'm going to get in my Eras gear for your podcast. So
I'm excited. I saw a website, or it was like an Etsy store or something. And they had, it was like the Taylor's or the Eras Tour posters, kind of like the one you have, but yes. It was like Joe Burrow and like a bunch of NFL quarterbacks. I thought it was really cool.
You know what they need? You're a Browns fan. They need a Myles Garrett one with all the quarterbacks he's sacked. Somebody needs to get on that right now because I probably just gave it away. Somebody's going to make a lot of money off of that.
Probably. Yeah. Or just do all of the Browns quarterbacks. We could just do a Browns era tour.
There's another one. Let's do it. The merch shop.
There's a t-shirt.
Perfect. See, we're just vibing and making it happen. Before we can make the announcement, I'm the king of teasers. Before we make the announcement, you do something pretty special for a living. So what do you do for a living?
So I don't even know what my technical title is. I just call myself an educational aide. I think technically I'm a paraprofessional educator, if you want to get fancy with it. But basically, I work in a special needs classroom. I work with the kids who need just more extra help than what teachers can give or like a one-on-one aide can give. We like modify tests and adjust schedules and stuff like that. So yeah, that's my everyday. And then I coach basketball as well, JV girls basketball. So there's never a boring day when I'm not hanging out with high school kids.
So where did you get the passion for what it is that you do? Where did you find that passion?
On it, I just kind of fell into it. I started, you know, COVID hit. I was just collecting unemployment. And then, you know, through a friend of a friend of a friend, I got a job coaching. And the principal of the school I was coaching for was really pushing, like, I want to get you in here, get you working in here just because you're a coach. It kind of makes scheduling easier and stuff like that. So I interviewed with our special ed coordinator and they didn't want me for that job. But then a couple of months later, I get a phone call from the spec ed coordinator saying, hey, we need a long-term sub. Something happened to our other aide. Can you come in and work at the middle school? And so truthfully, I had no idea what I was getting into. Everyone was like trying to warn me and all this other stuff. I had no idea. And then, you know, I kind of was playing it by the seat of my pants and, you know, kind of fell in love with helping the kids and, you know, kind of really felt like that's where I'm supposed to be.
And you sent me a video today of somebody that you work with.
Yes, sir. Yep. So we have so many kids in and out of our room. Some of them go into gen ed classes. Some of them stay back with us all day. So sometimes it gets kind of hectic. And during those hectic periods, we just throw some Just Dance YouTube videos on and just let the kids dance. And so that video I sent you was one of our students just having fun, man, just being a kid.
Hey, everyone. Caitlin again. Just Hoops Columbus provides basketball training and instruction to Central Ohio's basketball community. Just Hoops encourages players of all ages to develop different aspects of their game through shooting repetition, on the shoot away gun, classes, clinics, camps, and professional training. Just Hoops has locations in Lewis Center and Dublin, Ohio. Find out more at justhoopscolumbus.com. Now back to today's interview.
And you didn't send it to me in a funny way. You sent it to me like, this is what I get to do every day in a cool way. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like that, this is a benefit of what I get to do. And again, not making fun of it, was like, it brings you joy, you know?
Yes.
I think there was some comment I think you said afterwards. I don't remember what exactly you said, but it was to that effect. I think it was, man, this brings me joy. It reminds me of what's important in life.
It was like, look at how much fun that this kid is having. And I get to kind of help facilitate that.
Yeah. I get to. You're going to find I say that a lot. I don't have to. I get to.
Right.
And so that is so cool, man. It's so cool. So that's what I've just enjoyed and appreciated about you is, man, you just got such a great head and understanding about you, about a lot of things, just in the 4 weeks that we've been in contact. So let's talk about coaching basketball and then we'll make the announcement. I love just throwing it out there a little further. I just keep kicking that can a little further down the road. We'll make the announcement in a minute. But for now, I know you play basketball. When did you start coaching?
Yeah. So I actually coached. I was like a volunteer middle school boys coach for 2 years. I coached. And then I got actually hired to coach middle school girls, which is a change I never saw. I did that for 4 years. So this will be my sixth season.
Sixth season. And and you've played it all growing up, right? You played hoop?
Yeah.
When did you fall in love with basketball?
Oh, man. You know, people, I've been asked that question as well. And, you know, if anyone who knows my family knows that you were never really out of love with basketball, you're kind of born in love with basketball or you get kicked 100%. Out. You know, so like with my grandpa coaching, I was around the game. I was around players. You know, I think this is going to be really sad. It was like my third or fourth birthday party. And the only person I invited was a point guard from the Naz and his girlfriend. That was it.
So I think the stage is set. Are we ready? If I could use Taylor Swift rights, I would be like, are you ready for it? And you'd hear that, you know, big bass bump.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can't because she'll call me. All right. Are we ready for it? I'm ready for it. Are you ready?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Let's do it.
All right. So should I make it or do you want to make the announcement?
You do it.
All right. So 4 weeks ago, according to Eric's calendar, we got in contact with one another. You and I had an awesome conversation and I had the opportunity to ask you, what's your dream? Like what would bring you joy? What do you want to do in life? and you mentioned doing a podcast, and I might know a guy and I might know a little business that helps do that. And so today I'm very, very excited that my guest is getting ready to launch his podcast. I'm gonna let him tell you about his podcast, but it is an honor for the Unscripted Collective to add another podcast to our team and just put wind in the sails of what I believe is going to be a really special podcast. We've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes here, getting everything ready. I guess I just want everybody to know you. And one of the things that you and I share in common is your mom and dad and I, we lost two of our best friends in a tragic accident. Do you want to share one of the drivers behind your podcast and why you decided to do this that you shared with me? Do you want to share that story with this audience?
Yeah, man. So about a year ago, back in September of 22, you know, for those who don't know, I coach basketball, and one of my players, I graduated, she and I became really close. I became really close with her family to the extent where, like, you know, I view her brothers as my brothers, and her sister and I are really, really close as well. And, you know, we lost her in a car accident. So that kind of sparked a change in me. You know, she is someone who has a big effect on people. And I guess, you know, I think you and I share this in that we didn't really notice it until afterwards, you know, cause you shared a story with me about Ronnie's funeral, and it was very similar with Emma, in that, you know, her funeral was packed. Yeah, man, just, you don't really realize until it's too late the impact that someone's having on your life. You know, it's really cheesy, and, you know, it's, I think, meant to be kind of funny, but one of my favorite lines from any TV show ever is from the last episode of The Office, where Andy says, "I wish you could know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them." And 100%. I think, you know, to an extent, that's the same with people. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how much, you know, obviously when she was with me, I viewed her as a sister of mine, and, you know, we were very, very close. She's one of my best friends in the world. And then I lost her, and suddenly, like, a switch flipped, and, you know, it broke my heart, and I'm still going through it, man. But it, through that, kind of was born this podcast and my desire to share everyone's story with other people, you know, because everyone has a story. And I feel like everyone sees their story on a certain level, whether it's, you know, well, this is just, you know, this one thing happened to me and I had a bad day one time, or, you know, I lost my best friend and it changed my entire life. Everyone's got one of those, and it doesn't really feel like one is bigger than the other. You know, one thing that Emma left me with was the saying, I think it's Tiny Buddha is who the quote is from, but it says, as one person, I cannot change the world, but I can change the world for one person. So if I can share my story or someone else's story and have an impact on one person, then I feel like I've done my job. And that's all because of the impact that Emma.
Hey everyone, this is Caitlin again. One of the biggest questions we receive is, how do you make money on a podcast? The answer that my uncle gives is, you don't. We set up unscriptedmerch.com to be a warehouse for products and partners to sell merch and spirit items. Each purchase helps this podcast find out more and order some merch at unscriptedmerch.com. Use code UNSCRIPTED20 and receive 20% off all of your order. Now let's get back to today's episode.
I love that. And I think that's one of the first things I told you when we first talked. You talked about, you know, I asked you what's your dream? What's something that you want to do? And you mentioned podcasts. I'm like, we can help with that. That's what we do. And, you know, one of the things I share with you that I share with everyone is, like, we're not all Joe Rogan. And so I think a lot of people hear podcasts and they think the money just starts flowing into your bank account. And I hate to burst people's bubble, but it doesn't, unless you're Joe Rogan or you sign one of these massive deals with Barstool or somebody like that. But I think we do it for the one. And I love that you're going to share this. I love that this is a launching place for you out of, you know, a time in your life where a lot of people would spiral. You found confidence and you found purpose in this moment to launch this podcast. And that there's no better way to honor someone that made an impact on your life than to turn around and give that gift to somebody else. And I know you're going to do this for the one, whoever that one is, every episode, every Instagram story or reel that you put out, it's for one person. You know, and if you've done that, then you've done well. If you change somebody's day or perspective, or somebody's story that you have on your podcast changes their day or perspective, then you've done well. And I know you're going to do well. That's why I couldn't wait to be a part of the project with you.
Yeah, man. I'm really excited to get started. You know, I have my first episode coming out hopefully this week. If my tech keeps going the way it has been going, then it'll be longer. But no, I have touched on my faith earlier, and I was just praying for, you know, a way to, I don't want to say make peace, because I don't really feel like it's something you can ever actually make peace with, but kind of a way to help carry on her legacy. And, you know, she was also someone who loved learning about people and listening to people. So I feel like, you know, the least that I can do to help honor her is share some stories.
And I think that's the word you said is honor. I think if we can honor those that have gone before us, whether it's parents or grandparents or friends, people we've run into, you know, our life is just a vapor, man. It's a mist. It's gone. But the best way we can do anything is, you know, take the fingerprints they left on our story and share their stories with other people. And I know you're going to do that so much. I'm really honored to share your story as well.
Yeah, man. I'm excited.
So let's do some rapid fire. You want to do some rapid fire?
Let's do some rapid fire.
All right. So we both have tats. Shout out our tattoo artist. What's your favorite tattoo?
My favorite one, I have a 23 on me for ammo. That I think is my favorite, just because it's a little piece of where I get to carry around every day.
What is the next tattoo you're going to get? Sorry, mom and dad.
The next tattoo, I'm going to probably start my arm sleeve with, I want to get a bear that kind of represents like that calmness. If you've ever seen a bear just like sleeping, but at the same time, like the protective nature, you know, the ability to be aggressive if it's something that I have to do. It's kind of like the anti-toxic masculinity vibe going on. But then I also am going to incorporate two doves into it for the two players that I've lost in my coaching career.
I love that. We call that 216 because, you know, you got Cleveland roots. You know that, right?
Yeah. Not if you ask my parents, but yes, I agree with that.
All right. So you got Cleveland roots. You got Cleveland blood flowing through those veins. So speaking of Cleveland, who's your favorite Cleveland Browns player?
Oh, like right now?
Yes.
It's got to be Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb. Who's your favorite all time?
Tim Couch. Tim Couch.
Wow. Okay. Favorite Cleveland Cavalier, not named LeBron.
Ooh, see, that made it so much more difficult. I don't know. I'm a K-Love guy. I like Kevin Love a lot.
Well, you're a big man. Do you pattern your game after Kevin Love?
I try to, but then my team gets mad at me and tells me to quit shooting threes.
Can you do the outlet pass like Kevin Love?
Yes.
All right. That's all that matters, because that's Kevin Love's best asset is his outlet pass, is not his threes. So, all right. Guardians or Indians? Are you a fan of the new name?
No, but like my anxiety, I hate change. So to me, they're always going to be the Indians.
Yeah.
And they're always going to play in Jacobs Field.
Absolutely. Who's your favorite Guardians/Indians player ever?
Albert Bell.
Oh, dude. See, man, I love Albert. Oh, did you already know that? Did you get notes? Because I love Albert Bell.
No, that actually, my dad and I used to watch old Albert Bell highlights.
Greatest ever. Number 8. Greatest ever. Seriously, Albert's the GOAT. All right. Favorite band currently?
Currently, Memphis Mayfire. They're kind of a heavier Christian influence band.
Okay. And you and I talked about this. How great was Thousand Foot Crutch?
Dude, so good. So good. Like the fact that they played in Little Mount Vernon, Ohio, still blows my mind.
I was at that show. It was amazing. It was amazing. I was supposed to meet Trevor beforehand, but it rained. I don't know if you remember, but it rained that day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it didn't work out. But shout out Thousand Foot Crutch. Best concert you've ever been to?
Oh, probably Winter Jam 2017, I think it was. The two headliners were Andy Mineo, who's a rap, I'm a big rap guy, and Red.
Red.
Yeah. Fruit. If you like Christian music, you're big Red.
Those guys had bangers. That was a heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, this is Caitlin. Did you know that the Unscripted Podcast is a part of a larger group called the Unscripted Collective? The Unscripted Collective is a team committed to building websites, podcast coaching, and even has a merchandise warehouse for podcasters and organizations. Find out more at myunscripted.com. Reach out today to find out how we can help you in your organization too. Visit myunscripted.com. Now let's go back to today's interview.
Worst concerts you've ever been to?
Oh, so this is a little local band, and you know, my dad will understand this when he listens to this better than most. There's a little band called Autumn Days. I was there in like late middle school, maybe. Dad was in it. And I was in it.
That ain't right.
We were bad. We were terrible.
So worst concert you've ever been to is your own? Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, 100%. Yep, absolutely. And it was never ending because we just kept doing it.
All right. If you could play guitar for any band out there, who would it be?
Avenged Sevenfold.
Say again?
Avenged Sevenfold.
What is that?
They're like a heavier metal band.
Heavier metal band. All right. And you'd play electric?
Yeah.
Play electric. All right. Best guitar you've ever played. What's the best? What's your favorite brand?
I mean, the best one I've played is an Epiphone because I'm too scared to touch Gibsons because they're too expensive.
And we talked about this before. So not a Taylor?
No, because that's on the same level as Gibson. I can't even afford to look at those.
Yeah, they're pricey. But we talked about it earlier. But so my first guitar I bought used, and it was a Yamaha. And I never knew if it was an Epiphone or an Epiphany. And so thank you for clarifying. It is an Epiphone. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So it's not an Epiphany, because I called it a Yamaha Epiphany for a really long time until I bought a Takamine. Are you a Takamine fan?
I don't know that I've ever actually played one.
They're very bright. It's just a very bright sounding guitar. Bon Jovi, Garth Brooks, Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. Toby Keith.
You say Bon Jovi and Garth Brooks, and I like start looking around for my parents.
Well, I'm just saying that's who plays Takamine. So I've owned a few and they're all amazing. So, all right, brother, let's run through all the links because we've been kind of a lot of places thanks to our technology tonight. But at the end of the day, we want to launch your podcast, and I'm so excited, and we're so honored to launch your podcast. Let's go through all the links so they can find Eric from the Block on all the podcast places, right?
Yep. Yeah. Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, and all the other, there's like three or four others that I hadn't even heard of that it's on.
And your store, we already got merch. So they can find your store too. Where?
So it's actually linked on the Instagram of the podcast. The Instagram is Eric_from_the_block23. Apparently when you create an Instagram username, you have to put underscores. You can't put spaces. So, you know, if you go in the bio there, there's a little link to that. And there's a link to my personal account as well. My personal account's private, but shoot me a request. And then, you know, send me a DM. Let's talk a little bit. Let me hear your story.
I love it. And that's something we talked about. So your podcast will be about stories. It's not just sports, entertainment. Those are some key things, but your podcast will be all about stories and sharing people's stories. And so please follow the Eric from the Block Instagram account, as Eric had just outlined it. Follow that account, send him a DM, let him know your story, and let's get your story out there. Because I promise you, if you're listening to my voice, your story is going to impact someone else. And if nothing else, what I've learned in podcasting and what Eric is going to learn in podcasting is that your story will impact us. Those of us behind the mic, those of us doing podcasts, your story matters, and we want to share your story. And if no one else hears it, it'll certainly impact. I'm sure I don't want to speak for Eric, but it will impact us. And so follow his Instagram account, unscriptedmerch.com. Scroll down. You can find his store there. He's got merch. Get him some merch. Get him some wind in his sails, because this is going to be a great podcast. I'm really excited, and I'm really honored, Eric, that we get to do this for you.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. Are we throwing a poll up there?
I'm sorry?
Did we talk about that already? Did we throw a poll out already?
about?
No. So yeah, you can tell the story if you want. Do you want me to tell the story? You want to tell the story?
No, you go ahead. It's your show.
Yeah, but you're my guest. All right. So we, if you go to unscriptedmerch.com, go to Eric's store, you're going to see two designs. And the one design was my horrible, just rendering of what I thought the podcast logo should look like. Our guy, shout out JT. He is amazing. He takes my terrible renderings and turns them into the beautiful logo that you'll see. And so what we decided to do was put both in conjunction with Eric and some design from him, some font design. We have put both in the store. I know which one I think is going to sell more. And so, yeah, that's the poll, is go to the store, select the merch, and we're just going to kind of see which one sells more, the original, the horrible rendering, or the final product of his logo that you see on all your podcast platforms. So yeah, I'm excited. I know which one I think is going to sell more.
Yeah. I hate to agree with you, because on paper, it looks awful. on a t-shirt. Like, I just saw the one my mom got. It looks so cool.
So it's out in the wild. Mine's coming this week, and I can't wait to rock the merch. I won't say which one I bought, but it on paper looked pretty bad. And I don't take that personally. I don't that my rendering was awful, but man, we're excited. I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. We had fun even designing your logos. And so you're going to have a lot of fun with this podcast. And I just can't wait to see how other people's lives are impacted, stories that you receive and stories that you share. I'm just really excited for you, man.
I love you, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. So last time, Eric from the Block on Instagram, a lot of underscores in there. But if you search that, I Googled you today on the Google, and you're the number one thing. When you put in Eric from the Block podcast, the very first result is your podcast. So you can find it on Google. You can find it on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. And he's got a horrible guest to launch the first episode. But anyway, look for the podcast, give him a follow. And Eric, I just can't wait to see where this goes. Thanks so much for trusting us, man.
Thanks, brother. Thank you for all that you've done to help me kind of try and get it off the ground. I do know. I wouldn't have done it without you. So I appreciate it.
Well, we're just getting started, man. The best days are still ahead. So thank you for trusting us. And gosh, this has been another episode of Aaron Unscripted. Eric, I look forward to all that God's going to do through you and through your podcast and the stories you're going to tell, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Unscripted Podcast. Make sure to review and share wherever you listen to your podcast. It really helps out our mission to encourage everyone to live life unscripted. Until next time, keep living life unscripted.